Welcome, 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 everybody, to the Her Story Circle podcast. This is Gertrude Mache here in beautiful Wellington, New Zealand. Welcome to the only podcast that is dedicated to bringing you inspirational stories from women from all over the world. Our stories range from business and entrepreneurship, health and wellness, family and relationships, creativity, spirituality, and social justice. All these phenomenal women have one thing in common. We believe that we can change the world one story at a time, one woman at a time, by honoring our stories and our personal experiences, and sharing our successes and failures, and transmuting our trials and tribulations in life into learnings and the stepping stones to our future success. Our vision is to inspire, uplift, empower, collaborate, and impart the knowledge that we have gained through our personal experiences.
Denise Spalter. I am from Rochester, New York.
Hello, everybody, and welcome back to the Her Story TV and the Her Story podcast. This is Gertrude Mache here in beautiful Wellington, New Zealand. And today I am graced with the presence of a sister from another mother coming to us all the way from the US. Welcome to our tribe. Tell everybody your full name, where you're based, how old you are, and share your story with us today.
Well, thank you so much. I'm so grateful to be on here and sharing my story. But my name is Denise Spalter. I am from Rochester, New York, and I just turned 40, which is, I just feel like I went over the hump. So I'm 40. And my story really is wanting to help women just pivot their mind and really focusing on themselves and learning to become that better version of who they are inside. So it all started with me. I got married, thought I was living that perfect life, had a baby, but I knew deep inside things were just not what they were supposed to be. That I'll have another baby, maybe this will make things better. Unfortunately, that what did not. During that time and my pregnancies, I found out that I had a severe blood clotting disorder that I inherited from my mom. So it was where I had to inject myself with the blood thinner every day during my pregnancy, both pregnancies. So I did it once and I put myself through it again, but it was all well worth it because my daughters are the best thing in my life. So it was, you know, a hard time to kind of finagle, you know, going through motherhood, doing it again for the second time with a two-year-old and struggling with what I was doing to myself with injections and all these, you know, doctor's appointments. And then I went through a big slump. I hit, you know, very close to rock bottom when I suffered from postpartum depression after my second one. And I felt scared. I felt super alone. I was having problems with my husband at the time, and I thought this would all be better. And at that, it was just not. And it was a time where I think that a lot of women are scared to ask for help and wondering what is going on, what is wrong with me. So I took the courage to finally, I spoke to my mother one day and I was bawling in the car and say, I don't know anymore what's wrong. I really think that I'm suffering from postpartum and I don't know how to get a grip of it. So I think to also teaching women to have that courage to really recognizing and nothing is ever wrong or an undoing that you can't fix. So, that was one of my first life experiences that I think that really kind of woke me up to get to where I am now. I left a 10-year marriage, you know, after trying to save it and working on it. Unfortunately, it was just not what I had hoped it would be, you know, suffering from just being not taken and respected as a woman, as a mother. You know, there were times of unfortunate verbal abuse and just not something that I wanted to showcase to my girls that it was okay to be with, and having the strength to actually, you know, move forward after losing my house. I didn't care losing a lot of things, but my, you know, my sane and my vision for myself and the reasons why I knew who I was losing. And I didn't want to lose who I was anymore. And I knew that if I looked back at the girl that I was 10 years ago, I wanted to get back to that person because I completely lost myself in this marriage. So I took the courage to really step out and leave. But it was, again, one of the better moments, as hard as it was, and as nights of crying and, you know, am I doing the right thing? However, it has been the best blessing in my life. And I strongly believe that things happen for a reason to get you to the other step in your chapter in your life. So between those big experiences and me, I had an amazing media and advertising career, just was not what I was supposed to be doing. It just was like, okay, all these life experiences, and let's not forget COVID hit, and I had to drop everything. You know, my kids were at home. They're all huge experiences that a lot of women go through. And I really wanted to be, okay, I went through quite a few of other things, and that I wanted to be a voice for women to say, hey, it's okay. Go back and stop and reflect on who you are and where you want to be. And remember all those moments that made you, I always say, the, you know, the strong woman that you were, to get back, you know, and get back out there. So that's what, you know, my story was, really just focusing on trying to get women and empower them, and just to give them strength to move forward, to get back to what they really are, show their children who they really are as a woman, and just taking care of themselves. I think that society, as women, we put a lot of different hats and we lose ourselves in that craziness, but, you know, we are able to give birth to children for a reason, because we are strong. So I feel that we have to remember that, that we can conquer anything, and just kind of instill that in a lot of women. So that's how I got to where I am today.
Wow. What an amazing story. One of the things that I love about your story, Denise, is just the fact that you allowed yourself to be vulnerable at that moment when you knew you needed help. You had the courage to talk to your mom, to talk to another woman about it. A lot of times we suffer in silence. Mm-hmm. We are trying to just hold it all together, and it doesn't have to be that way. That is actually the hard way to do it. Now, if you were to go back to the younger you, that younger woman who was feeling something is off here, this is not me, I'm not feeling okay, what would you say to her? What three nuggets of wisdom would you give her?
That's a really good question. I love that, three nuggets. gosh, that's, you know, I would really would talk to her, and just as easy of an exercise it might be, write down exactly where you see yourself. And if your vision is not in the direction that you think, and your partner with you is not in the same ship with you streaming through that river, then you know that things have to change. If you just kind of awakening yourself, I think awakening who I was, I wish I would have realized that, and not having to have the fear of what others think and the society around you. I think that's a big thing that a lot of people worry a lot of, what others are going to say and what your portrayal is going to be. And I always tell a lot of my clients now, a mistake, a situation, or whatever, it's just one point in your life. It's just one thing that you don't have to be, you know, that's not who defines you. So that's what I would definitely go back and kind of reflect on.
That's beautiful. And that's really important to remember, that you can create the future that you want. It sounds to me like you were very clear on what that is going to look like. You were clear about what you wanted. And sometimes you don't have to figure out everything.
Right.
You don't have to figure out all of the steps to get there. It's just being able to visualize the possibility of where you want your life to be, correct?
Correct. Absolutely. And once you see that, it's, you know, you just working at it is how you need to kind of look at the bigger picture.
And then things start to happen. You start to meet the right people. You start to get the right opportunities. And then you reflect back 5 years from where you were and to where you are now, and your life is totally different.
It is so different. I was on a walk the other day with my husband, and I was thinking, we were just enjoying being outside, and I was in my head and I was like, wow, this would have not happened 10 years ago. Me just walking, having a beautiful walk, enjoying the weather with my husband, and just having the presence of someone that you consider your best friend. And that, you know, I always say he's my twin flame, because we are like this. But it just shows that there is always that second chance, and mm-hmm. people need to remember that you are not defined by just one thing, that if you know that you have all this potential, that's, don't hold yourself back. And I think that's what a lot of women do, is that they hold themselves back because of fear.
Yeah. Fear does get in the way. Yeah. And sometimes you have to feel that fear and just do it anyway. Mm-hmm. I tell people from my experience, when I went through my divorce, I felt like I was jumping out of a parachute, an airplane without a parachute.
Yeah.
But what I was confident about was that I was going to grow some wings on the way down before I hit the ground.
It's so true, you know, and as hard as it is, you really do learn to figure out. And I think that's what becomes, you know, and every divorce is different. Some are, you know, easy to go through, some are very difficult. But at the end of the day, as long as you know how strong that you can get through that other chapter, that, you know, you just have to learn how to focus and how to work through all those emotions, you know, how you're feeling internally, outside, and just kind of, I think the biggest thing and what helped me was surrounding myself with the love and support of people that I knew could comfort me and support me and help me grow. And I think mm-hmm. that sometimes, unfortunately, that might take removing and eliminating negativity and energy that's not going to allow you to grow. Yes. And that's okay. And that's actually perfectly okay.
Yeah, I have to totally agree with that as well. I had to get rid of a lot of so-called friends.
Yeah.
You know, people who were in my circle who were not quite there.
Right.
To support me and back me up. And I was aware of it. And so I lost a lot of friends, especially the kind of friends who were friends with us when we were a couple.
Right.
A lot of people did surprise me in that they chose a side mm-hmm. and they didn't choose me, or felt they had to choose one or the other side. Did you experience that?
Yes. And there was a lot of things that I myself just wanted to just remove anyways, because I knew that the energy wasn't the right energy and, you know, around me. But at the same time, and I don't know with you, I'm sure you gained a lot of more people that really were more supportive. Like, I have been able to surround myself with such amazing and empowering people that bring such good energy, that when you are expressing, you know, emotions or things or that, they're not bringing you down, but lifting you up. And that's what I think is very important to, you know, not just women, but anybody, to really surround yourselves. You know, I always say, your mom knows best, you know, when you're growing up and your mom's like, oh, don't hang out with that person, that's not a good person, or don't, you should. And I always, like, you know, I would always get mad. I'm like, oh, what is she talking about? Whatever.
Yes.
But at the same time, you know, it's like, God, really, you have to focus on who's bringing you up and lifting you up. Because if you're surrounding yourself with people that are doing amazing things, empowering themselves, you're going to have that energy and feel that same way, versus if you're, you know, surrounding yourself with people that are just wanting negativity and bringing you down. So
that is just beautiful. Right. Yeah. So let's look at you now in the future. If time was an illusion,
yeah,
and your past, your present, your future could exist in the same timeline, and we could teleport you into the 100-year-old you.
Boy.
And now a grandmother, you are a great grandmother, and you are sitting there with your little cat on your lap, reflecting on your life and how you've lived it and how you're living it now. If you could have a conversation with that older woman, what would you say to her?
Wow, I would ask her first in the sense of, how did you do it? But at the same time, I think that the older version of myself would be so proud of where I've gotten and what I've accomplished. And to try to instill the younger version of myself, the same, you know, steps and just the mentality and the mindset of who you can be when you make that change internally. And I think that I'm very big now on, like, you know, putting things out there in the universe and just making it flow, and you will seek positivity and things will come to you. And I think that the older version of myself would really try to instill that, to break away from everything that's bringing you down. I think I keep saying it because it's the bad energy that kind of just surrounds a lot of times our society or the news or this and that. Yes, being informed is great, but at the same time, just making sure you're clear with your inner core and who you are and following what your gut is always telling you and to grow. So.
Well, absolutely wonderful. Well, I am so excited that you are now part of our tribe, Denise. Thank you so much for bringing your wisdom to our platform, being a part of our movement. We look forward to hearing more from you and following you and keeping track with all of the amazing things you're doing in your life.
Thank you.
And thank you to everybody who's tuned in. So if you are that woman who is going through a transition right now, maybe you're going through a separation, maybe you're going through a divorce, there is light at the end of the tunnel. This is an amazing story of what's possible when you honor yourself, when you think about your children and what you want them to see as the future. A lot of women leave their marriages, their relationships, more for their children than for themselves. And Denise, you're an exact example of that. You were thinking about your daughters and who they would become. And I think you made the right move, and now you're living this magical life. It's such a pleasure to have connected with you.
Oh, thank you. It was a pleasure. Thank you so much.
Thank you, everybody. Tune in again tomorrow. This is Gertrude Mache with the Her Story TV and the Her Story podcast. Have a fantastic day wherever you are in the world. Bye for now. Thank you, Denise.
If you would like to support the Her Story Circle so that we can curate more fascinating and intriguing stories around business and entrepreneurship, health and wellness, family and relationships, creativity, social justice, and spirituality, hit the donate button on the herstorycircle.com website, and this will help us reach more women and share these fascinating stories with you every single day. Thank you so much for your support. Thank you for listening in.
My name is Monica Hammond. I am from the United States. I live in Lynbrook, New York.
Hello, everybody, and welcome back to the Her Story TV and the Her Story podcast. This is Gertrude Mache here in beautiful Wellington, New Zealand, and I am graced with the presence of yet another fascinating, creative young woman coming to us from the United States. Welcome to our tribe. Tell everybody your full name, where you're based, how old you are, and share your story with us today.
Oh, thank you so much. My name is Monica Hammond. I am from the United States. I live in Lynbrook, New York. And I am what I call a serial entrepreneur. I currently own and run three different businesses. I sort of stumbled into entrepreneurship by accident, as so many people do. I started out as an actor for many years. I went to drama school to be an actor and moved to New York City to pursue that passion back in 2004, I want to say. I can't even think of the date. I'm 35 years old at this point. I've been in New York almost 20 years. I had been working on a web series for writing and self-producing. I love to write, and passion for the arts and creativity. And one day I was like, I'm going to make my own poster for my web series. And I bought this little stylus pad and pen that I still have to this day sitting on my desk for $72. And I started doodling, thinking that I was going to make this poster. And I ended up looking at it and I was like, this is terrible. And definitely not going to be my web series poster. But I was like, oh, it kind of looks like a coloring book. And at the time, coloring books were like really, really, really in. It was like in 2015-ish, they were like having this like massive resurgence. So I was like, okay, I'm going to hop on this trend. And I created a few custom coloring pages about hot guys because I figured that would sell. And I put the pages up on Etsy. and they sold. And I was like kind of shocked. I was like, okay, I guess I'm onto something here. And I made a few other little books, you know, doodles and whatever. And it really started selling and taking off. And I was like, wow, this is like a great supplemental income, because at the time I was trying to be an actor and I was a babysitter, like just barely scraping by, like barely paying New York City rent. And so this little bit of income was really helpful. And then I got approached on Etsy by Martha Stewart Weddings. And they wanted me, they wanted to feature me in their magazine. They have a whole section on good things, like cute things for your weddings. So they featured my business and my illustrations for custom weddings. And that ended up just, you know, skyrocketing my coloring book business, which I did for, I still have my coloring book business. But I did that for, yeah, about almost 7 years at this point. And then last year, by day, I work for a Broadway producer. I worked as the director of marketing for many, many years while I was doing my coloring books on the side. And then COVID hit. And obviously Broadway completely shut down. Everybody, yes. not everybody, but pretty much everyone lost their jobs. Every actor I knew, writers, directors, producers, it's been a pretty bad situation. Fortunately, I still kept my job, which was so wonderful. But during this time, I thought of this idea. I had been throwing and writing murder mystery parties for years for my friends, just for fun every Halloween. And I was like, wow, now that Broadway shut down, people need this like fun and creative outlet. And as a performer, I love murder mystery parties because, you know, you get to dress up and you get to act like another character. And it just like taps into everything that I love. So I thought that other Broadway people would like it as well. And so that's how Broadway Murder Mysteries was born. And I was just shocked at the response right away. I launched it in, I believe, April of last year. So right after the shutdown, I hired some actors to voice, Broadway actors, to voice my murder mysteries for me, because there's always a detective character that has a video. And I launched with, you know, almost $30,000 in sales in those first few weeks, like when everyone else's businesses were like crashing. So it was a big success for me. And I've been, you know, pushing along, hit six figures, you know, not too long after that. So wow. I've been really, really blessed and excited about that business. And then just recently, I left my job as a director of marketing for my, you know, the Broadway producer I was working with for a long time, to start my own marketing firm called Big Leap Brands. So that is now my third business.
Wow.
yeah, so that's sort of my herstory, if you will.
I love this. Your story is so inspiring, Monica. You know, a lot of people are stuck right now and in search of inspiration, especially the creatives. Mm-hmm. Creative people have found themselves in a situation they hadn't thought they would be in, you know, ever before. And having that ability to see what else is in you that you can use to create an income, like what you've done, is just absolutely inspiring to see. So if you were to go back to you a year ago when everything was going wrong, mm-hmm. everything stopped, it looks bleak, and give yourself three nuggets of advice, what would you say to that younger you?
That's a great question. The first one is just tap into that creativity. For me, just having such like a strange background, I've had so many different jobs over the years, and my background in theater and acting and everything, just look at all the different skills that you have and how can you turn that into something new and create value for other people. I guess that's one nugget. I guess what other piece of advice? Tap into friendships and connections. You know, I really was able to propel my murder mystery business through some random connections that I had in the industry that, you know, I made years ago and didn't necessarily think would go anywhere, and they really took me far places. And then just don't be afraid to spend. I know so many people during this time, especially for my coloring book business, because I work, a lot of my clients use my coloring books for marketing materials. People just cut their ad budgets. They just stopped spending money. And I totally understand that. But I found that by being able to spend in a time that other people weren't, it gave me a lot of opportunities because of that.
Wow, that's really cool. That is just awesome. Great nuggets of advice, great pieces of wisdom there. So I think you were just blessed in that you have a combination of skills. Most creative people are not entrepreneurial. They're creative. They don't know how to sell their creativity. Your creativity is ranging from acting, from producing books, from writing stories. Where does that come from? Is it something in your family? Is it just something that's wired in your genes?
That's a great question. My father was a photographer and an inventor. So I think I got some of that creativity from him. And then my mother, while she just, you know, she worked in administration for her whole career, she was also a weaver on the side. So I had definitely, you know, a love of the arts in my life from, you know, being a young kid. And I was very fortunate that I found that I wanted to be an actor and I loved the theater and performing in second grade. So I was like driven as a kid. I knew what I wanted and I was going for it. So I think that helped as well.
That is awesome. Now teleport us into your future. If time was an illusion and we could go and visit the 120-year-old you, because I think you'll probably live way beyond 100 with technology and your spirit and your zest. And you are now sitting in your rocking chair, watching over your dogs or your cats or your grandchildren or whatever that's going to be. And you could have a conversation with this woman who's lived this incredible life and created all of these multiple businesses. What would you say to her? What would you say to the older you?
I would say just, you know, it's amazing. Just keep going and keep trying. Keep trying to use your creativity in new ways and find new ways to connect seemingly disparate things, because that's where so much magic can happen. Just in that space between, you know, different industries, different ideas, different products. How can you bring things together? And, you know, don't be afraid to try. It's okay to fail. I've certainly, 35-year-old me has certainly gone through plenty of that. I'm sure 120-year-old me does as well. And then just, you know, find time to enjoy the moment and don't always worry and obsess about being successful and making money and supporting your family. Like, also take time to enjoy what you have and be proud of what you accomplish along the way. And instead of feeling like you know, have to keep doing better and better, just take a moment and be grateful for what you have.
Gratitude is a great thing to remember, I think, for all of us. And especially now in this moment in time, with the world being in the state that it's in, just being grateful to be able to wake up every morning and breathe, to be able to look into the horizon outside of your window. There's some people who don't have their sight. I really love that, because I've had to draw on that a lot. During this pandemic, I had a few, you know, personal tragedies. I lost my mother-in-law last year at the end of March. 3 weeks later, my mother died in Zimbabwe. So my husband and I went through a very, very difficult 2020 on a personal level, spiritual level, business level. But what got me out of that rut was to wake up every morning and think, what am I grateful for today? So thank you for reminding us of that.
Yeah, it's so important. I lost my mother in 2018, and my father actually as well in 2014 at this point. So I was 28 and 32, I guess, at the time. And yeah, I think
having those experiences, it made me really feel, just like you said, grateful every day to wake up and be like, okay, I'm here. And, you know, I had my son in the meantime. I have a 14-month-old son at this point. He's almost 14 months. And it's a happy and sad thing, because I wish that my parents could be
parents
around.
Parents had seen him. Yeah.
Experience this. But at the same time, I know they're with me in some capacity, because they created me. So they're here.
I love that. What a beautiful way to end this interview, Monica. Absolute pleasure to have met you. And thank you to everybody who tuned in today. Lots of lessons to learn from this one. So if you're one of those creative people and you don't know which way to go, you're struggling during this pandemic, dig deep. There is something inside you, like Monica, that you can use right now. I keep saying that the world is flat because of the internet. So find those jobs online. Maybe you could be a voiceover artist and use your voice for an animated cartoon character somewhere. You know, think beyond what you were doing before and really tap into all of your creativity to survive during this challenging time. Thank you, Monica. Your story is so inspiring. I look forward to staying connected with you and seeing what else you will come up with, because I know in this lifetime, you're probably going to come up with more and more and more business ideas. And I would love to keep track and see where you're going with that.
Oh, thank you.
Have a fantastic day, everybody. I'll be back again tomorrow with yet another amazing woman sharing her story to uplift, inspire, and help you go from where you are to where you want to be. And we are just trying to change the world one story at a time, one woman at a time. Have a great day wherever you are in the world. Bye for now. Thank you, Monica.
The Her Story Circle is a social impact project focused primarily on women and children around the globe. We raise money by curating all of these amazing stories into a series of books, an anthology series where we publish 10 stories in every volume. So you can support us by buying the books. You can support us by donating towards this podcast. You can support us by sponsoring some of the social impact projects that we have highlighted on our website. The link to all our projects is theherstorycircle.com/projects. Our projects range from business initiatives where we set up women's cooperatives and help women get out of poverty. We help people who are helping in their communities. It could be that woman who started a soup kitchen and is helping feed the homeless because of the COVID pandemic. We support women who are focused around the elderly, the homeless, and the disabled. So feel free to go onto the herstorycircle.com website, go into our project section, and see what could inspire you to be part of our circle. Thank you so much. Looking forward to connecting with you. A special thanks goes to our main sponsor, SkinnyTees.com, based in Detroit, Michigan. Linda Schlesinger Wagner is an amazing woman who shared a story of how she created this amazing business at the age of 63. When she heard the vision behind the Her Story Circle, she became our main sponsor. And I would love you to go onto her website, check out her amazing t-shirts that suit every woman, every age, every size. The website is skinnytees.com. Please support this amazing sponsor who is helping us bring these fascinating stories to you every single day. Thank you, Linda.
My name is Danielle Hu. I am 27 years old, and I'm originally from New York, but I am currently in Honolulu, Hawaii.
Hello, everybody, and welcome back to the Her Story TV and the Her Story podcast. This is Gertrude Macha here in beautiful Wellington, New Zealand. And I am graced with the presence of yet another fascinating lady coming from a different part of the world. Welcome, welcome, welcome. Tell everybody your full name, where you're based, how old you are, and share your story with us today.
Hi, everyone, and thank you so much for having me on the show. My name is Danielle Hu. I am 27 years old, and I'm originally from New York, but I am currently in Honolulu, Hawaii.
Wow, now that's exotic. I was just saying earlier when we connected, one of the fascinating things about this job is I feel like I'm traveling every single day because I meet women from different parts of the world. Tell us where your story begins.
So my story begins in actually corporate finance in New York City. And prior to that, I had studied abroad a few times in Italy and Hong Kong. And I feel like when you travel and go outside of what you know, there are things in life you know, things that you know you don't know, and things you don't know you don't know. And when you travel and go outside of your current bubble, your perspective expands. And so when I went back to that corporate world, I felt like I didn't belong. I was like, is this all there is? Can I really just go the rest of my life working every day, having 10 vacation days a year and just staying in this cubicle? And so that was when I was like 22. And I just started questioning, like, why is everyone else okay with this? Like, what is wrong with me? And started having doubts. But after building my Instagram page, creating my online presence, reaching out to other entrepreneurs, I started finding a community of other people who were nomadic, who were entrepreneurial, who had such a huge impact on my life and lives around the world. And I decided to work during my lunch breaks and after work and start creating my own businesses. I still feel uncomfortable sharing that now because I'm like, well, my employer, well, like my previous employer got mad at me. Like, are they listening? But yeah, I was working outside of work and networking and connecting with like-minded entrepreneurs. And 4 years ago, I quit my job and I have been traveling and working and coaching ever since.
You have been to 60 countries. Where haven't you been on the planet? What is the next country you're going to visit?
Well, after COVID, I'm hoping a lot of places open up, but I would love, love, love to travel. I've only been to Morocco and South Africa, but to travel Central Africa. I feel like I've only touched the tip of the iceberg, and I've met people last year. They were cycling down the east. And I was like, that is fascinating and so incredible. And yeah.
Now, you met your soulmate by the sound of it throughout the travel. So you didn't have to make a choice in the end to either stay in one place. You found a fellow nomad. Tell us about your partner. How did you guys meet? I love romantic stories.
Yeah, so it was funny because after I had quit, my parents are very traditional. They grew up in China. I was born in Beijing, but they immigrated when I was two. So still a lot of traditional values. And we had multiple conversations where she sat me down. She was like, look, I love you so much. And you really need to settle. You can't just travel. And you either need to choose between traveling or finding a partner. And I was like, no, I can find both. Like, there's no compromises in life. And so 2 years ago, when I was living in Bali, I matched with my current boyfriend on Tinder.
Oh, I love that.
And yeah, and he was working a day job. He was on a surf trip in Bali and we hit it off. I honestly thought I might never see him again, but a few weeks later, I was back in England visiting him. And after a few months of just exchanging ideas and thoughts and values, he was like, you know what? I'm going to pursue creativity online full time and quit my day job. And so we've just been traveling ever since, and I didn't have to compromise.
Wow. That is just beautiful. Beautiful. And the thing is, you knew exactly what you wanted in life. You know, a lot of women will hold back. They think they have to either choose one or the other. I remember reading a book called Refuse to Choose when I was creating my first business. I had three little children under 12. I quit my IT job and became an entrepreneur. And everybody kept saying to me, oh, you have to wait until the children grow up. You've got to wait until this. And I'm like, no, I don't. No, I don't. And like you, I've been to 52 countries, not 60. So I'm going to have to compete with you. But this world is beautiful, right? You know, a lot of people are so fearful of travel. Have you had any bad experiences along the way?
I have. And I think they were mostly happened when I was younger and more naive.
Yes.
And I think those experiences really taught me about the world and how to interact and basically what, like, you know, I come from a very suburban bubble. And so I learned the hard way that the whole world isn't like that. And so the first experience I can remember was I stayed at a hostel and I left my phone charging with like my credit cards in the back in my room while I went to go get lunch. And then when I came back, my phone was like unplugged. There was water on it. And I learned at the end of my trip that someone had like swiped my debit card and tried to. And so looking back, that was just so naive of me. But experiences like those really teach you how to travel safely.
Yes. That's interesting. I would have to say that I had two weird travel experiences. I came out unscathed in both. One of them, I went to Mexico. I was living in Albuquerque. My visa was about to expire. So I thought I'll just get in my car and drive to the nearest border and exit the US and come back in. Mm. And I drove to Juarez, the most notorious border post in the world. Had a little bit of an experience there. And my second bad travel experience was in Dallas, Texas, where I walked into a white supremacist head office by mistake.
Yes. Oh my gosh. By mistake.
But I live to tell these tales and laugh about them. Yeah. So life really is wonderful. Okay, so tell me something about your current profession. What you actually do now, how you survive financially online, and what that looks like. Because I know a lot of my my listeners are looking for alternative ways of making a living without being stuck at home. Let's unpack that a little bit.
Yeah. So when I was still working in finance, I knew I had wanted to create a separate income. So I actually started like multiple business ventures. I was drop shipping. I had an online business that I was sourcing from China. I tried Amazon FBA. I started blogging, and you just learn so much by doing. And after my Instagram just started growing and growing, and I realized that I could work on Instagram and content creation and pursue creativity full time. For the past few years, I was mainly known as a travel influencer. But then lo and behold, COVID hit. And I realized, I was like, I don't know if I feel comfortable promoting travel during this time. And that's when I learned my next life lesson, which is it's okay to pivot. You don't need to stay with one trajectory forever. And it's always going to benefit you if you learn something new. And so I was like, well, I've been doing social media consulting like on the side. Why not build on this aspect of the Wanderlover and start to grow my coaching and consulting business? Because it's not because they had ill intentions or they didn't want me to succeed, but it was purely from what I was saying before, like their frame of reference.
Yeah.
So because we had come from different backgrounds and different experiences, just from their experience, they didn't think it was possible because it's just not something they knew. So I would say, don't listen to other people. Don't let other people's words discourage you, especially if they're not where you want to be. So if I wanted to be an executive at a bank, like I would probably listen to them, but I didn't. So I shouldn't have really thought about their advice as much as I did. Going off of that, I would definitely say find your tribe and find your community of the people who do support you, because just because they're not around you doesn't mean they're not out there.
Yeah.
And so I always encourage people, if you resonate with my story, if you like admire, even like you have that inkling, like, huh, that's interesting. Really lean into that. And my DMs are always open. So if you want to have a conversation, like I'm happy to support you, but your community is out there. And then last but not least, I would say just try it. Like no idea is too crazy. And that is the beauty of creativity, because essentially you're bringing into this world something that's not already there.
Yes.
So instead of looking at it as like, oh, that hasn't been done before, or that's not possible.
Yeah.
Start asking, how can I make this possible? Like, how can I do this?
I absolutely love that. So to end our interview, let's jump into the future. The future you at the age of 100, sitting in your rocking chair with your grandchildren, your great-grandchildren. Based on how you're living your life, if you could have a conversation with the future you, what would you say to her? This fascinating woman who's gone to every corner of the globe.
I would say your mission of enabling travel and freedom through entrepreneurship, I want that to be trickled down in all corners. So my best friend and I were actually starting a jewelry brand centered around empowering women through stepping outside their comfort zones. Like we both grew up in very conservative Asian American families who really valued stability, and we both like quit our jobs and pursued creativity, and just with different businesses and realizing your full potential, you have the power to impact other people, like even listeners on this podcast. Like your impact goes far beyond what is directly in front of you. Exactly.
I love that. Wow. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you for gracing us with your presence, with this amazing story this morning. I was so excited when I saw your profile. I'm like, oh my gosh, this is somebody from my tribe. I get to meet someone as crazy as me, but you're crazier than I am. So
you inspire me, and thank you so much for having me.
It's a pleasure. And thank you to everybody who tuned in today. This is Gertrude Mache here in beautiful Wellington, New Zealand. I told you we have some phenomenal women who are stepping up and sharing their stories. So wherever you are in the world, live life to the full. And if you feel like going on a trip around the world, definitely go on to Diana's Instagram. You will see that she has been to so many gorgeous places. DM her, find out where she's gone, what she's done, and tune in again tomorrow when I speak to yet another amazing woman from a different part of the world. Bye for now, everybody. Have a fantastic day.
If you like this podcast and would like to understand a little bit more about what was discussed, then you are in luck. Simply head over to theherstorycircle.com, where we have a fantastic bonus gift waiting for you to download. All we ask is that you leave a raving review. And lastly, help us share this podcast with your friends, your family, and your colleagues through Facebook, LinkedIn, Twitter, Instagram, and all your social media platforms. We really appreciate your support and look forward to seeing you again in our next episode. Thank you for listening to this podcast episode of the Her Story Circle. Once again, to get access to all the replays and future episodes, visit theherstorycircle.com and subscribe today.